Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hour number two coming up this weekend out at the fairgrounds, Nashville Celebrity Comic Con. It's going to be here, and one of the people you can go meet and greet, the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time, WWE Hall of Famer, the Honky Tonk Man. And he joins us now on the program. Honky Tonk Man, how the heck are you?
Boy, that was sweet music you were playing. I'll tell you, every time I hear that song, I just want to get up and shake, rattle, and roll.
It's one of the most iconic wrestling themes of all time. I mean, any generation hears that, and they know it's you. That has to be special.
Yes, it really was, and had a great time doing it, and for all those years. You know, but as time went on, I was kind of like some of the other performers that do concerts. It's like, man, I'm tired of singing that same song over and over and over. But now it's like a classic, and I love it.
I can remember, I believe it was WrestleMania 6, you coming out in the Cadillac and the song playing in Toronto. How cool was that, just that atmosphere? And I believe Diamond Dallas Page was your driver.
Yes, he was driving the Cadillac. And, of course, we had Jimmy Hart holding up the gold record and the two singers. Girls that he brought over from Memphis, and we call them the Honkettes, and it had Greg Valentine in there also, and Valentine didn't do too much singing.
No, that might be a good thing. The Honky Tonk Man is with us. So how excited? I mean, look, you're just down the road in Memphis. How excited are you to come to Nashville and meet some fans?
Well, you know, when you say down the road, I am. I'm in Phoenix. I've been out here for 30 years. I left Memphis 32 years ago, and I moved out here to Arizona to retire, and I've been working more since I moved out here than ever. But I have not been in Nashville in, probably 20 years, and the city has taken off. I mean, I've never seen such growth as what's going on in Nashville, because, you know, Memphis was always the place, and Nashville just happened to be the state capital. But otherwise, you know, Nashville just was – Nashville, but man, it has exploded there.
Well, you're in for a treat, because it's quite different than it was the last time you were here. Why do you think wrestling was so big in the state of Tennessee? Obviously, you had, you know, everything going on in Memphis and then here in Nashville, but this is a wrestling hotbed, and it always has been.
Yes, it has, and I think it was promoted well there by Nick Gulas when he was there. I worked for Nick, and I worked out at the fairgrounds. I had probably 100 matches out there, so it'll be a real homecoming just to go back and see that place and see what it looks like out there. But it was a great territory, and then Memphis and Nashville and that whole area. And, you know, it's still a hotbed for wrestling. They just don't have as many promotions there as they used to have. And once when local TV stopped promoting the wrestling, then it kind of went away, and now it's just a big national organization.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it depends on who you ask. Some people, you know, would tell you that it was a good thing for the business, that, you know, Vince was obviously a big part of that, and the WWF becoming what it became. But, you know, I know, as a kind of a historian of wrestling and watching, you know, a lot of the classic matches, the territory days were just so much fun.
It was exciting. It was a great time of my life, and I wouldn't change it at all, because to ride the highways days and nights and between the towns was fabulous, and the fans were really, really good. They were excited to see you, and of course, you know, they hated us bad guys, and there was fights in the crowd and fights in the parking lots, but that was all part of it, and that's how I learned my craft. And I think that's what's missing in today's world.
The Honky Tonk Man, WWE Hall of Famer, is on the line with us. So you had that run as the Intercontinental Champion, and I hated to see it be broken by Gunther a few years ago, but it was the longest reign for a very, very long time. What was that whole run like for you, of holding that title and defending it and just adding to the prestige of the Intercontinental Championship?
Well, it was something I knew that if I had the opportunity and that I could make it work, and I did, because I had championship belts in different parts of the country, you know, in Memphis and Nashville and Pensacola and Puerto Rico. So I understood what it took to be a top guy and to work on as a main event. It's a different style you have to have. And obviously I worked hard on my promos. I was a good promo guy. I was probably one of the best in the business, not toot my own horn, but I mean, I could stand up with anybody when it came to spewing out the language. And that helped. And my Southern style, which they had not seen a lot of in the New York territory, I think that helped me because I was that cowardly, dastardly bad guy that would do something behind the ref's back. All the fans could see it, but the referee couldn't see it. And that just enhanced my ability to make people really come to see me lose. That's what they paid to see me get beat.
They did, but you're right about promos. You were great on the mic, and I always enjoyed those. Do you watch much wrestling these days?
No, I really don't. I don't. It's such a different product. It's not the same, and I don't know any of the young kids over there anymore, and most of them don't even know me. And I say now that the talent in today's wrestling, they're not fans. They're not fans of wrestling. I was a fan of pro wrestling. I loved it, and I knew guys, and I'd read the magazines and watch as much of it as I could on TV. These kids nowadays, they're fans of a TV show called Raw. They're fans of a big event called WrestleMania. They're not students of the game.
Yeah, that's fair. Honky Tonk Man is with us. He will be at the fairgrounds this weekend at the Nashville Celebrity Comic Con. You can go and meet him. Just go to NashvilleCelebrityComicCon.com for more information. 2019, you were inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame, and I remember watching that ceremony and how big of a deal that was. And you know, you look at your entire career, you know, through different organizations and then through the WWE. How special was that to get that call and be able to go and have your rightful place in the Hall of Fame?
Well, I tell people that it took 47 years, but I finally made it. but it was exciting, and the timing was right. I felt like it was time for it to happen, and it did, and I enjoyed the whole part of it. And I was reunited backstage with Brutus Beefcake and Bret Hart and, of course, Hulk Hogan, and we all sat around and had a great time, and it was fun. The only thing I didn't we weren't able to say other promoters' names, and you know, they didn't want you to say anything about Vince McMahon. You couldn't say thank you to him. But I think that's what was missing out of our speeches, where we couldn't say to thank Robert and Ron Fuller or my cousin Jerry Lawler for all the help that he gave me, and of course, Stu Hart in Calgary, who gave me the big break where I got to go to WWF. And that was one thing that I missed out of the speech. Otherwise, everything I said was all true. I mean, the name came from the song, I'm a Honky Tonk Man. And that's how it all happened.
Yeah, and it was awesome. You know, Stampede Wrestling, like I'm a huge fan of Bret Hart and his late brother Owen and their whole family. What was it like working for Stu and also seeing, you know, the Hart brothers at an early age?
Well, you meet one or two of them, and the next thing you know, here comes two or three more, and it's like a dozen. But they were all great. They were good to me. They liked what I did. Nobody up in that part of the country had ever seen this jumpsuit wearing Elvis impersonator, and it was really fun to do. And Stu gave me the platform to go out and perfect this thing, you know, and work on it and do it my way. And that's what's important when it's character development, is you're able to be yourself and just get some little guidance about it, but then do it your way. And he did that for me. And I worked with Bret 100 times and all those kids, and I enjoyed it. The only thing I didn't enjoy was I left Pensacola, Florida. I had my college letter jacket from Memphis State and blue jeans and cowboy boots. 3 days later, it was 35 below zero. What a shock it was. But I spent 5 years up there.
Yeah. Was Brett one of those guys when you got in the ring with him, like you kind of knew there was something there? Was he one of those, and did you have others throughout your career that you just kind of knew they had something special?
Yeah, Brett was the best of all the Hart boys. He was the best, obviously, in the ring. And Owen came along and was very good. I was there when Owen first started, and he was very talented in a different way. He did more acrobatics than Brett did. But yeah, the first time I saw Hulk Hogan in Panama City, Florida, he walked in the locker room and this guy had it's just something about some people when they walk into a place that you know they're special. And I knew this Hulk Hogan was going to be something. And I, same way with this kid, The Rock, which I had worked with The Rock's father, Rocky Johnson, many times in Nashville and Memphis. And when this kid came along, he was 12 years old. And he just had something. He, as a 12-year-old, he could walk, he could talk, he could do all the stuff and imitate all of us at a very young age. So when you see someone like that, you know they're going to be good.
Yeah, and The Rock obviously still doing it even today. Honky Tonk Man, this has been fantastic to be able to catch up with you. We're looking forward to having you back in Nashville this weekend at the Nashville Fairgrounds. I know a lot of fans are going to be there to meet you. But thanks so much for doing this today.
Well, I enjoy it. This is all I do now is Comic Cons. I travel all over the world doing them. I get to see all the fans, and it's such a great event. And this is going to be really good. I look so forward to it.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Absolutely. Honky Tonk Man, WWE Hall of Famer, joining us here on the show. He will be at the Nashville Celebrity Comic Con this weekend at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Just go to NashvilleCelebrityComicCon.com for more information and for your tickets. That was a lot of fun. Always really cool to catch up with some of the Hall of Famers in pro wrestling. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.